This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. A populist former prime minister and his leftist party have won parliamentary elections in Slovakia, staging a political comeback after campaigning on a pro-Russian, anti-American, anti-Ukrainian message. Here's VOA's Tommy McNeil.
Former Prime Minister Robert Fico and the leftist Direction Party carried the most votes. The election was a test for the small Eastern European country's support for neighboring Ukraine and its war with Russia. And the win by Fico could strain a fragile unity in the European Union and NATO. Fico vowed to withdraw Slovakia's military support for Ukraine and Russia's war if his attempt to return to power succeeded. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
It is Defenders Day in Ukraine, and people on Kyiv's Maidan Square stood still and stopped their cars, some getting out for a moment of silence to remember the men and women killed defending the country against the invading Russian army. Turkey's government said on Sunday two terrorists carried out a bomb attack in front of the Interior Ministry buildings in Ankara. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony says both men died in the attack.
It said that one died in the explosion and the other was neutralized by authorities there. A recording of CCTV footage showed a person getting out of a vehicle and running towards the government building, followed by clouds of smoke from an explosion. A senior Turkish official told Reuters the attackers had hijacked the vehicle and killed its driver in Kayseri, a city 161 miles southeast of Ankara, before carrying out the attack.
Reuters' Lauren Anthony, who says the attack comes on the day that Turkey's parliament was set to open a new session. This is VOA News. The U.S. Congress averted a partial government shutdown just hours before the deadline. Reuters' Diane Toe reports it was able to pass a stopgap measure to keep it running until November 17th.
The top House Democrat, Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries, called the bill's passage a win.
The American people have won. The extreme MAGA Republicans have lost.
He urged Congress to bring back discussions on aid for Ukraine soon. Members of the Senate echoed the sentiment, including top Republican Senator Mitch McConnell.
I'm confident the Senate will pass further urgent assistance to Ukraine. An entirely avoidable government shutdown would not just pause our progress on these important priorities, it would actually shut them back.
As the bill was sent to the U.S. president to sign into law, Joe Biden also stressed the need to continue supporting Ukraine.
Reuters' Diane Toe, who says Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is now facing a possible leadership challenge from party hardliners who were against the short-term funding. Democratic U.S. Representative Jamal Bowman faces investigation Sunday morning after he pulled a fire alarm in the Capitol complex as his party was trying to delay a key vote, prompting an evacuation of a congressional office building. Video released by the Capitol Police on Saturday showed Bowman, who represents parts of New York City and its immediate suburbs, activating the fire alarm near the exit to an office building which houses congressional offices. Video footage from deep in the Pacific has provided the first clear views of several World War II aircraft carriers. Both of the carriers were lost in the pivotal Battle of Midway. AP correspondent Karen Chalmers has more.
The footage could help solve mysteries about the days-long barrage that marked a shift in control of the Pacific theater from Japanese to U.S. forces. The chief scientist of Ocean Exploration Trust, Daniel Wagner, explained the importance of the footage.
We were able to document a lot of these features that we knew nothing about.
The high-quality video provided new clues about the final hours of the aircraft carriers. 101-year-old Julian Hodges, one of the last living veterans who served on one of the carriers, the Yorktown, teared up as he watched.
Boy, she took a beating.
The surveys were streamed online, allowing over 100 experts from across the world to participate in a live forum alongside dozens of scientists on site. I'm Karen Chamas.
And in Washington, D.C., I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.